Hi there. The word for you today is on personal growth. In Proverbs 2 verse 10, Solomon writes, "Wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." Do you know what? Personal growth leads to promotion. Stop and look at the people in your church, your company, or your circle of friends. Management consultant W. Edwards Deming said, and no doubt tongue-in-cheek, "Learning isn't compulsory, and neither is survival." Seriously, in corporate culture, the higher your position, the less doing is involved, and the more critical thinking comes into play. Consider a corporate conference room during an important meeting. Typically, a cadre of foot soldiers sits around the table with laptops, briefcases, and boxes of files, while the president enters the room carrying very little. That's because he or she wasn't hired to run computers, maintain schedules, and manage files. They were hired for their expertise and the power of their ideas. Organizations want people with the best ideas to be in leadership. Consequently, promotions generally go to self-starters, men and women, who exhibit initiative and growth. So, start generating some new ideas and see how quickly you get noticed. Daniel began as a slave in Babylon, on the bottom rung of the ladder. But he soon got promoted to a position in Nebuchadnezzar's cabinet. That's because the Bible says in Daniel 1 and verse 4 that the king was looking for people with the following qualifications. Listen to what they were, quote, "showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve." Whoa, talk about job security. That's it. And what's more, the Bible says in verse 21 that Daniel not only got to the top, but, quote, "Daniel remained there." So the word for you today is dedicate yourself to personal growth.